For several years, the FAA has been working to come up with policy for how drones can safely use the national airspace. Everyone dreads the idea of a drone getting chewed up in the engine of an airliner. One missing piece of research, though, has been what exactly would happen if drone X hit airplane Z. FAA's Airborne Collision Hazard Severity Evaluation, or ASSURE, research, that team is looking into it. For more on the research, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Gerardo Olivares, senior scientist at Wichita State University.
The purpose of the study, the FAA wanted to understand what is the severity of a potential collision between a small drone and an aircraft flying in the airspace. And they wanted to know a few things. One is how does it compare to a bird strike impact? You know, we design aircraft today to be able to withstand bird impacts up to 8 pounds. So, you know, is there an equivalency between a small UAS impact and a bird impact? Then they wanted to know if these impacts were to occur in the air, what would be the level of damage that we have on the airframe? So we studied the windshields, front leading edge of the wing, and then the vertical and the horizontal stabilizer to try to understand whether or not an impact with a small UAS can introduce enough damage into the airframe that could compromise safety of flight. And then from a design point of view, what are the features on the design of the UAS, you know, whether the cameras, the batteries, the motors, what components introduce the most damage into the structure, and to see whether or not we could provide to future small UAS designs some guidance material on how to design them in such a way that in case that you have an impact with an aircraft, you minimize the damage that you introduce to the aircraft structure. The primary focus on this first phase of the research was to look into the structural impact, so just looking into the airframe, and we conducted a preliminary evaluation of what happens if it were to impact into or get ingested by an aircraft engine. The model and the conditions that we ran for the engine ingestions were fairly simplified, and we only looked at the first fan stage of the turbine. And for the different impact conditions that we had damage on the first stage of the fan, but we could not assess whether or not that will take out the engine. That's some work that is going on right now. We're trying to collaborate with the engine manufacturers to be able to define a more representative engine model and more detail that we can use on this second phase to evaluate the engine ingestion issue. And then eventually, in 2 years from now, if the funding is available, Ohio State, which is leading this effort on the engine ingestion, they plan to run a full-scale test in which they will shoot a drone into the engine and then observe the response. But for the first year, the idea is to do everything computationally because of the cost and the time that it takes to set up the test.
We're speaking with Gerardo Olivares. He's Director of Crash Dynamics and Computational Mechanics at the National Institute for Aviation Research at Wichita State University. So what did you see when a drone just hits the main structure of a plane?
Okay, so when it impacts the main structure of the plane, we look at both at two different airplane configurations for the analysis on the first year. We look into a commercial transport aircraft the size of an Airbus 320 or a Boeing 737. And then we look at business jets, which are smaller aircraft that are also certified under Part 25. We look at four different areas for impact. We look at the windshield. And in that area, usually due to the high incidence angle of the surfaces, the drones, they impact, but they tend to deflect. So there is usually no penetration on the windshield inside of the cabin that could injure the pilots. Then we look into the leading edge of the wing, and depending on the impact velocity and the size of the drone, we saw some penetrations into the leading edge, but nothing that will compromise safety of flight. And then when we look into the vertical and the horizontal stabilizer on the back, that's where we observe more extended damage, and we had some failure of primary structure just due to the impact with certain velocities and certain conditions.
So underneath and on top of the plane are the most dangerous places for a drone to strike one?
Yeah, usually what we found out, the highest severity level that we observed for both aircraft that we analyzed was on the vertical and the horizontal stabilizer.
Okay. And so are there any precautions that you can recommend to manufacturers to mitigate that, like bird strikes? Or is it just kind of, wow, you know, what can you ask of a manufacturer to, you know, withstand such a strike?
Yeah, I mean, I think aircraft manufacturers, you know, we have already aircraft flying out there that they were not designed for this type of impact. I don't think the intent of the FAA or the industry is to change the way we design aircraft today. I think if we follow, you know, detect and avoid or geofencing technologies, if we introduce those into the small UAS, then we can avoid this type of impacts, and hopefully this won't happen. So here, basically, what we wanted to do in this study is we were looking at the worst case scenario where somebody doesn't fly the drone as described from the regulations, and they go beyond the height or beyond line of sight, and they impact into an aircraft, just to understand what happens. But in theory, this type of impacts in the real world, if we respect the rules that the FAA has in place and the recommendations for operating the small UASs, this type of impact shouldn't occur.
Gerardo Olivares is the Director of Crash Dynamics and Computational Mechanics at the National Institute for Aviation Research at Wichita State University. And well, let's get into a little bit about the work that you all do with the FAA and Assure, for that matter. Is this a project that they approached you, or was this something that you and Ohio State University and other universities decided to go to them with?
Okay, so this was the FAA has centers of excellence for research on areas that they need to have research, and Assure, which is a group of many universities, is the leading university is Mississippi State University. On the center has created a center of excellence for the FAA on UAS research. So anything that has to do with research regarding UASs, whether it's navigation, design, impact over people, all these different topics of research, they are run through the Assure Center of Excellence.
Is this their biggest concern that they're coming to you all for, or are there other ways that they're trying to help as they, you know, look to create new regulations, I'm sure, for the UAS, which is, you know, certainly, I'm sure, on their radar?
Well, I think the intent, you know, focusing initially on understanding the level of threat, you know, if in case that you have impact with another aircraft, or in case that you have impact with people on the ground, you know, since they want to maintain a level of safety to the general public that this doesn't generate any issues. I think the initial focus on the research has been focused on these areas to identify the level of threat, and now that we understand what happens if this were to occur, now they can concentrate in the future in developing detect and avoid technologies, geofencing, and other regulations to make sure that this type of impacts don't occur.
And you mentioned earlier that you were looking into doing another test on what the effect would be for a drone getting sucked into an engine. Is that going to be a physical test, or is that going to be simulations as well?
That one is going to be a combination. The first year is going to be simulation, so we're going to work very close with engine manufacturers. You know, it's a very complex system to simulate. So unless we have industry involved in the work, it's going to be very difficult to define a representative model. So Ohio State is working with industry and creating partnerships to be able to have a very detailed simulation model that we can use for an initial assessment. And then the idea, the follow-up work to that will be to do so somebody to donate an engine, and then we can run a live test with an actual drone. So it's going to be a combination of both computational and experimental work.
And I guess I just want to get to the cool part of when you get to toss a drone into a running engine. How are you guys going to pull that off?
Well, Ohio State has facilities that they use to shoot projectiles into engines. So we will have to design a gun or a cannon to be able to shoot the drone at the appropriate impact velocity, and then They have a chamber where they can place the engines and basically the same setup that they have for bird strike. When they do engine certification, it will be something similar to that.
And so what are you trying to, get? What sort of message do you have for the public getting out of from this work with the FAA?
Well, we need to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, in case that people don't respect the rules and we have this type of impacts, you know, we can introduce severe damage to the airframe. We have regulations and recommendations in place already by the FAA on, you know, how to operate drones in a safely manner. So, you know, make sure that people follow the guidelines regarding line of sight, maximum altitude of 400 feet, and they're, you know, 5 miles away from airports, you know, to respect some of those rules. And if people will follow those rules and then manufacturers introduce in the future detect and avoid or geofencing technologies, the probability of this type of impact scenarios that we have analyzed happening in the real world will be close to nothing. So I think we have the technology and we have the regulations to be able to operate this safely.
And yeah, I am curious. I know I've heard a lot about near misses between planes and drones, but have there actually been any contacts made by a drone onto an aircraft?
Well, I mean, you know, we see them on the news all the time, and I've been getting from this type of different events some information. The only one that I have seen that an actual impact happened was the Army helicopter, you know, in somewhere in New York or on the East Coast that happened right after the summer last year. But the rest of the events, I mean, we've been looking at some of the damage that was on the airframe, and then comparing with the damage that we have seen on the analysis and the testing that we have done, and we cannot really conclude that damage was introduced by a drone. The only one that I think we've been able to identify that it was done by a drone and the type of drone was the helicopter incident that happened last year.